This is Jim Fetzer, your host pro tem, with Mike Palachak, who has edited a new book, The Dynamic Duo, White Rose Blues in Wisconsin, about Kevin Barrett, me, and the American Resistance. Mike, this is a very impressive volume, 475 pages. There are 7x5x9x5 large pages with three photo sections, and yet it comes in at less than $20. How did you manage to do that?
Well, it was due to Chuck Gregory. Chuck Gregory is at CWG Press. I had the idea for the book, and Chuck is the editor and the publisher, and he made it happen. He made all the technical stuff work, and we're just so happy to finally have the book out. I think we had the idea in March when I contacted you and Kevin to ask me if you'd be interested in. And we have the book in October, so I guess we did all right. But it was kind of a long, hard summer getting it all together. But finally, after several go-rounds, we have what we think is a really good book.
Mike, it's really fascinating that you should have picked on Kevin and me. We both, of course, write quite a lot. We're both journalists for Veterans Today, for example. We've also been featured on national television. I think both of us have made Hannity and Combs and O'Reilly more than once. We do quite a lot of radio. I'm just really intrigued on how you happen to target Kevin and me.
Well, I've known of you guys for many years. I've listened to your radio shows, read your books, and I've just been impressed how you and Kevin are on what I would consider to be the right side of the issues. And I just think that you have shown such insight, knowledge, courage, and it's kind of singular, I would say. You don't find that very often. You don't find it almost at all in mainstream media, so-called progressive media, so-called liberal media. And we just have to have that voice. We have to have that somewhere. Somebody's got a voice crying in the wilderness to say this is the truth. It was my honor to be able to work with you and to bring out your life stories, and also what we tried to do, in addition to telling people about Jim Fetzer and Kevin Barrett, we also wanted to advance the story in a way, to keep telling the truth, to talk about these issues, the Boston bombing, 9/11, JFK, all these things, to keep pushing the envelope, to keep talking about what is the truth. That's what we tried to do.
Well, Mike, you know, as a former professor who spent 35 years offering courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning, I have been dumbfounded by the abject failure of the national media, both print and television, to exercise its responsibilities within the framework envisioned by the founders of our country, who observed that without an active press doing bona fide investigative journalism, that our government is not going to function properly. In fact, Thomas Jefferson, as I recall, was asked whether he'd prefer a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, and he said that, in fact, he'd prefer the latter to the former.
Years ago, I went to jail for civil disobedience, and I thought that was a good enough thing to do, and I'll take credit for that. But I'm finding out now how important information is. Back then, I would have kind of maybe perhaps laughed at somebody saying that education was the way to go. But I think that information, we find out that the controlled media is able to brainwash the American public as a whole, and we find out how important words are, how important information is. And what we're trying to also do in the book is to make the connection between yourself and others and the White Rose Resistance, who fought Hitler and that evil, as you guys are fighting this evil, with words, with information. You know, the White Rose were so courageous, they distributed leaflets. They distributed pamphlets with the truth, and see how powerful that was, that the government was forced to come back at them and to actually eliminate them. They were beheaded when their leaflets were finally discovered. And we don't hope the same for you and Kevin. We hope that nothing like that happens, even to sell books.
Devoutly to be wished, Mike, but you know, I'm really stunned with the increased influence of the Department of Homeland Security, the all-pervasive NSA surveillance. It's a little-known fact that a subcommittee of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Intelligence released a report on 3 October 2012 based upon its review of 680 reports from fusion centers around the country, where fusion centers merge federal, state, and local anti-terrorist activity, gathered between 2009 and 2010, and would you believe, Mike, that in that 680 reports from all over the country, they found not a single example of domestic terrorist activity, not one.
Most domestic terrorist activity is by the FBI or the Homeland Security. They make things up in order to scare us, to be able to perpetuate the wars. I mean, I think we all know that. It's becoming so evident. We kind of ignored for years the many military bases we have around the world, and we're finally starting to take notice of that, and we're finding out that the American people are, you know, we're not exempt from the same violence that American military brings to other countries. They're very willing and able to bring it home, and we're finding that out.
Well, it's become apparent to me that this massive surveillance program has nothing to do with national security, but has rather to do with targeting those who might oppose the national security state. They appear to be focusing on veterans, constitutionalists, Ron Paul supporters, 9/11 truthers, NRA members, anyone who might have the courage, integrity, and wherewithal to stand up against the imposition of a massive military police state, Mike, which I'm sorry to say appears to be very much enveloping us even as we speak, and where foreign nations are now discovering that they too have been the subject of these incredible surveillance programs, including France and Germany and Spain. I mean, tens of millions of emails and phone calls are being swept up in this surveillance program, where Kevin and I are just doing what we can to try to set things in a bit more perspective when the national media is failing to do so. I'm afraid we're in the situation about which we learned from William Colby, former director of the CIA, when he observed that the agency owns everyone of significance in the mass media, because our nation's newspapers, our nation's television are not adequately exploring any of these traumatic, pivotal events such as JFK, such as the plane crash that took the life of Senator Paul Wellstone, or 9/11, or Sandy Hook, or the Boston bombing. They're doing some about the NSA surveillance, Mike, and I think it might be absolutely the window that makes the world aware that the United States is not adhering to the principles it proclaims, that, and that with the wars of aggression we're pursuing around the world, especially in the Middle East, but elsewhere, in Africa, for example, as well, that we really aren't the nation that our founders had envisioned.
No, but I think your work and Kevin's work is at least pushing us in that direction. I really think that. I think you're getting the word out there. We can only hope. You know, the Russian people, the Soviet people, at least they knew that their media was telling a lie, that it was propaganda. At least they knew they had to look between the lines or look elsewhere to find the truth. And we can only hope that someday the American people will realize that's what's in the Minneapolis Star Tribune or on the CBS News is BS, that the American media will someday tumble and becomes maybe something better, something else. And I think that's where our real hope lies, is that someday the American people will come to realize that they're being told lies.
Well, I was so flattered when you approached me, because I knew from your work that you're a very down-to-earth guy. You published over a dozen books of your own already, The American Dream, KGB Killing George Bush, Terror Nation, The Progressive Avenger, Iowa Terror, Guests of the Nation. I think of you as a very homespun author in the tradition of Will Rogers or Garrison Keillor. Mike, I'm a huge fan, and that you should want to focus on Kevin and me for our efforts to bring the truth to the American people was just, to me, profoundly touching.
Well, thanks. It was my honor to be involved in it. I'm glad it worked out. We really owe a lot to Chuck Gregory at CWG Press. He's in Fort Lauderdale, and he just he does this on a shoestring, and he actually made it all come together. And for people to order the book, again, go to CWGPress.com. And we just hope that the word will spread. I mean, there's revolution in that book. There really is. If we can just get the word out about the book through whatever means, I really think there's hope just in that book. I mean, that's what it is. Information is very important. Words are important, like the White Rose taught us. Words are powerful, so powerful.
Well, Mike, it's a remarkable compilation, a mix of interviews, autobiography, commentators by friends who know us well. There's a critique of me and my interaction within the academic framework by James Manns, who was a colleague of mine at the University of Kentucky, where I first taught, that really is about as incisive as anything could be about yours truly. So actually, you know, your combination of articles by Kevin, you, me, others, including James Tracy, who is doing everything he can as an academician in at Florida Atlantic University, the compilation of efforts that we have made. You have bibliographies of our articles and our books and history of our radio shows and interviews. I'm really in your debt, Mike. I think it's a fascinating piece of work, and I'm particularly grateful to Prairie Miller and WBAI for inviting us to bring the attention of their audience to the dynamic duo White Rose Blooms in Wisconsin. Special thanks to Arts Express and to you, Mike, for joining me for this occasion.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks again, Prairie, Arts Express, WBAI. On behalf of the dynamic duo, this is Jim Fetzer and Mike Palachek expressing our appreciation. Thanks very much.